A closed strait and an open crisis. The 60-day nuclear deal deadline between the United States and Iran expired without a signed framework, and Tehran's answer came swiftly. The Strait of Hormuz, 21 miles wide at its narrowest point, the conduit for roughly 21% of global oil consumption, stays shut. Iran's parliament speaker confirmed the closure would remain in force until Washington lifts its blockade, removes sanctions, and releases frozen Iranian assets estimated at between $6 and $10 billion. The economic consequences are already registering. S&P futures fell approximately 35 points to 77.33 on the news, reflecting anxiety about energy price inflation, refinery input costs in Europe, and spiking shipping insurance rates as tanker traffic reroutes around the Cape of Good Hope at enormous additional cost. Before the closure, the strait had carried between 17 and 20 million barrels of oil per day. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent responded by promising what he described as unprecedented economic isolation of Iran. Meanwhile, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a source the hosts noted requires careful scrutiny, claimed that internal administration discussions have included nuclear options against Iranian infrastructure. The White House has neither confirmed nor substantively denied the claim in a way that would resolve it. Senator John Ossoff accused President Trump of lying the U.S. into an Iran war, citing specific instances of what he called negligence toward deployed troops and mischaracterization of the threat. The White House's response was to call Ossoff a Pee Wee Herman lookalike, a deflection, observers noted, rather than a rebuttal to the underlying policy argument.